An extraordinary creature.
Vistal Pern was telling Han, Leia, Alana, and C-3PO in his office on the upper tier of the arena.
Certainly the finest example of a marsupial ever entered into competition. His name is Tamak Santeara. The radiance of the orange stripes is what won him the prize, and so well behaved. You know, the female produces a salubrious milk called Kista.
I didn't know, Leia said politely. After the previous day's events, it was difficult to care much about the pet who had won most placid in show, and she and Han might have postponed the meeting with Vistal Pern had Alana not insisted on honoring the appointment they had made. She gave all appearances of having put the brief abduction behind her, but Leia knew that wasn't the case. She had the ability to compartmentalize experiences and lock the painful ones away, a knack she had inherited from Tenel Ka rather than Jason.
What will happen to Tamak Santeora?
Alana asked. Pern was only too happy to answer it. 10 years or so younger than Han, he was tall and elegantly dressed and charming in a way Leia guessed would be required to deal with the sort of beings who entered pets into competition.
He will father many chitlicks, and that will be sold for obscene amounts of credits. Also, chitlicks will become the must-have pets until some other species wins next year's competition. There's always a bit of politics involved,
Pern added, almost as an aside to Han and Leia.
An advisor to Chief of State Dala is said to have a pair of chitlicks. Still, the shows can be fun. I'm so sorry that your introduction to them had to be spoiled.
Sorry about the pets that got flattened, Han said.
No need to apologize,
Pern said.
From what I understand, the group that attempted to force your hand was smuggling weapons onto Terrace inside false bottom cages.
Galactic Alliance agents discovered a recent shipment of arms cached in the arena's sub-basement. Between us, I think this conspiracy may go all the way to the top. My hope is that it doesn't completely tarnish the reputation of the show. Next year is shaping up to be an extraordinary year for insectoids and avians. If you have time, I can show you some of the holo images we've received.
Pern fell silent for a moment, then said to Leia,
Captain Solo's eyes look as if they're glazing over.
They have closed completely on 3 occasions in the past 4 cycles,
C-3PO said. Playfully, Leia patted Han on the hand.
He missed his afternoon nap. He might wake up if you'd tell us about the years you flew the Millennium Falcon. We know you sold it to Six Truvi, but Six's children weren't able to shed any light on where you acquired the ship or what it was being used for.
Pern sat back in his chair and grinned.
The Falcon? Just thinking about it brings me back.
He sat forward.
You see, I was young and in love.
We'll be right back.